Yeah.
Yeah. Sir, what are your first thoughts about Naga Peace Accord?
Well, my first thought is I want to know the details of the accord. There is nothing to indicate so far.
Okay.
Until the statement of the Home Minister, the Prime Minister is placed in the House, what the accord exactly says, the nature of the accord.
Mm-hmm.
And my understanding, it is more like a preamble
mm-hmm.
of general principles and a framework for understanding than an actual agreement. Okay?
Right.
Although the Prime Minister did use the word agreement in his English
right.
remarks.
Right.
And
second thing is...
My own feeling is that anything that happens that expands the sphere of peace in the region, anywhere in the world, is a good thing and should be welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to see the details, because it should not create more problems or issues than tries to solve. Because I've been getting feedback from civil society, people in government, in Delhi and in Nagaland and Manipur, scholars and others who want to know the details and are very reluctant to say anything on it until the details are known.
Right.
So I think it is fair to say there is cautious optimism, but nothing more than that, because the Northeast, especially Nagaland, has seen 4 records already.
You rightly pointed about we want to know the details, but do you see this as a positive development in the implementation of ACTIS?
ACTIS
policy, yeah.
Well, obviously, if there is peace, there will be investment.
Okay.
If there is no peace, and it will be interesting for me to find out what the government of India has said about the Nagaland Assembly's resolution and that of the civil society as recently as 27th July in the Assembly and 1st August in Jatsuma, which called for the withdrawal of the Disturbed Areas Act and the Armed Forces Special Powers Act.
Right.
So you cannot expect investment to come in from other parts of the world or even other parts of India if you sign an accord or sign accords and still say that things are not normal and that the army has to be there to ensure peace and implement the law.
Right. Thank you, sir. Thanks very much
okay.
for your time. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye.